Well, you join Mr. Rogers and I walking down a boulevard. Actually, that's a bit French, isn't it? A via.
Yes.
The Via Expo. No, what is it called, this road, anyway?
It does actually have a name, right?
Does it? Don't worry. No, don't worry. Don't. I'm not that bothered. Don't fish out the map. We'll be here all week.
Thank you.
I mean, only because it's so interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. We've just passed Sierra Leone. Yes.
I'm almost about to start singing that Kanye West song. Yeah. You know, I've known Sierra Leone. And how it relates to Diamond Brion. Etc, etc.
What's this thing?
On here, what? This is a tree.
It can't be the tree of life, yet, though, can
and
it?
A vegetable, no. I think the tree of life is water.
Right.
I think it makes a tree of life.
Oh, I see.
Because it's a lake.
Yes. Yes, so well, that would make sense. Okay. Somebody trying to trip over my cane, stupid yes. Numpty. With all due respect to all numpties, who may not be stupid. It sounded as though we were coming down a moment ago to a calypso band.
I think that must have been Cuba as well. Cuba on that side.
Cuba, Are they giving out free cigars? Probably not.
Try the buildings, I'm not sure, probably not. We can ask. So this is coffee and chocolate now.
Oh, right, okay.
That's
not going to be popular at all, is it?
Say that, Cameroon isn't that popular.
Really?
No.
Well, maybe we can stop there on the way back.
I don't know if Cameron must do coffee.
Yeah. So do you want to describe for the recording this sort of patchwork of covers?
I think you just have. Cumber sail stretched across, going to the middle and then from the middle to the end to make a almost like a covered soup, if anybody's been to...
Yeah, that's a good metaphor. Well, not a metaphor really at all, but it was an analogy.
If anybody's been to like a big Middle Eastern city, the covered soup, effectively.
Yeah. Just quite high.
It is quite high.
And very
I was
big
wondering if
fish.
They were symbolic of clouds. They might be. I
think, to my eye, which is of course very clear,
my eye,
it looks like just sort of clouds hovering in the air as you look into the distance. Sorry, what are we not missing?
I don't know.
Don't miss it.
Right, then we have a water wheel.
Okay.
With a neon sign saying Belarus going round and round.
Well, good for them. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Water wheels are good.
Water wheels are, we might only get flagged there. And it's going in the wooden hill that looks a bit helicopter.
Oh, really?
Yes. I say a wooden hill. A grassy hill, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Malaysia is just one further on. We have Lint, which apparently have a...
We have what?
Lint, as in chocolatiers.
As in?
The chocolatiers.
Oh, Lint. Yeah.
Yes. They have a stand.
Okay.
As part of a coffee and chocolate presumably.
Yep.
Yes. I am intrigued as to whoever thought that was a good idea. Okay.
I expect there was a committee, but actually.
No, I'm still good about my roots.
That's what I mean.
All right, yeah.
But actually, it's fairly dictatorial, isn't it? So there probably wasn't a committee. Yeah. The president would have come in one day and said, "I'm having a water wheel," and they would have gone, "Yeah, but Brazil's got a great net. Why don't we do?" No. Anybody who suggests anything else is going to be killed.
We've got a great net at home. I can catch you all.
Yeah, yeah. It smells of omelette.
That must be the school there. I don't know what they're saying. Well, getting omelette.
It smells nice.
Oh, gelato.
Gelato?
Apparently.
It's omelette flavoured gelato. Omeletto gelato.
Well, it could always be the Belarusian food, don't know.
It's true. I think we should keep on striking out for Schweiz.
Right, we are now people moving number three.
Is this a bus stop thing?
Yeah.
Is there a queue?
I think you have to go up somewhere, round the back.
Oh, right. And now as we get down towards this end, all the music that was happening has stopped.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I hear some water though.
Yeah, you do. Well, I do, at least.
You do, I do. We all do. What's that thing on the left?
That's Malaysia.
Oh, really? Okay. Take a picture of Malaysia. Days your sticks are going to kill me if a London bus doesn't get there first. Yeah. I keep thinking that's going to turn into something else.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Water. Is it everywhere?
No.
And is there enough to drink?
Probably not, but there is water.
Okay.
But the obviously goes under the road here.
Sorry?
Obviously goes under the road here.
Round the road here?
Under the road.
Under the road, alright, sorry, under the road. But there's no need to shout at me, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll just go round the road.
How am I meant to know, you great Nana? You expect me to know everything?
No, well, I expect you to know that we probably wouldn't go round the road.
Is that the financial police?
No, that would be the police.
All right.
The Caribbean area on the other side of the road.
Interesting, isn't it, that they feel the need to drive around this site with lots of people walking everywhere.
It is interesting, isn't it?
Are they afraid? Do they not want to get dirt on their lovely uniforms or something?
Maybe. I don't know. I think
you know, maybe they might make their guns messy.
I think you should ask them.
I think you should.
No, I think you should.
I think you're better placed.
I don't know.
Thank you. There's some kind of music down there.
This is crazy.
It is, isn't it?
On the upside, we could go into ONU.
Into?
ONU.
What's that?
Well, regulation agency or something.
Yeah, I was going
to say. But they might know you. but they're not doing music.
I mean, if you weren't careful, well, actually, even if you were careful, you could come here, spend your £26 to get in or whatever it is, queue for one pavilion, and that'll be the end of your day.
Yeah, I think I don't think they're quite that large, but yeah.
But I mean, you could. I mean,
this is crazy. Right, I think that's a clear down that way.
All right, okay. I'm just going to take a photograph of this structure here. Oh, no wonder I can't see it. Do it more than usual. Okay.
And put them in the right bin. This small gesture is a great gift to the environment. Please pitch in to make Expo a more sustainable event.
Tous les déchets sont différents. Prenez-les du bon côté. Presque tout ce que vous jetez.
How do you make an event that's all about sustainability even more sustainable? Surely it should be the total epitome of sustainability from the start.
I agree. I also think they should get rid of all the corners we can tap in the street.
Yeah.
That water, the toilet flushing waste.
Yeah. Unless it's rainwater.
Let's get back to nature.
Is this the Thai thing on the left?
No, this is Uruguay.
This is Uruguay. Oh, okay.
Uruguay. Sorry, I said this before, I can probably rent one and the business is good to run it a lot quicker.
Never mind. I don't know what you do with it when you go into exhibitions or whatever.
Well, you can take it in with you. Maybe you don't go upstairs.
Are they not good upstairs?
No, I've broken too many. When they were scared, really buggered up their suspension, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I'd think it. Maybe we should have taken the shuttle bus for some of the distance.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, but, you know, we didn't know where we were.
It's true.
We've done two very good pavilions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. Oh, no, I'm not worried. It's fine. It's more just keeping in mind of how long it's going to take to get back.
Yeah, I think we can always take the shuttle bus back.
Sorry?
You can always take the shuttle bus
That's
back.
That's true, yeah, Right.
I definitely need a toilet somewhere here.
So okay. Maybe it's just a big bush or something. Well, sustainability, you know, it's the composting.
Apparently they have fringes and salt shells, and maybe that's going to be corn and the cob and kebabs.
We found somewhere that's quiet, though.
Well, if you don't count the music playing out, then yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. What's the thing on the right?
That is some kind of Chinese food, I think. Oh, Chinese thing.
Okay.
Not pavilion.
Not pavilion.
I think all the pavilions are on
the
main
street.
Drive.
Yeah, okay.
I'm hoping that's not a keeper. Can't be a keeper.
Tu, quanti timbri hai sul passaporto? Acquista il passaporto ufficiale di Expo Milano 2015. Colleziona i visti di tutti i paesi e annota gli appunti del tuo giro culinario intorno al mondo. Il passaporto ufficiale lo trovi in OIS, in Excelsior, nel cluster dei cereali in Dubero, in alcune paligioni.
Chinese restaurant apparently.
Okay.
You can also take travel notes from your culinary journey around the world. You will find the Expo passports at OVX, at Excelsior, in the cereals and tubers cluster. In certain pavilions and at the kiosk located at the entrances.
Combien de timbres avez-vous sur votre passeport? Demandez le passeport officiel d'Expo Milano 2015. Collectionnez les visas de tous les pays.
The French one doesn't sound quite so patronizing.
Vous trouverez le passeport officiel à
l'OVS. Right, let me see what it says on this sign. Alright.
What's that?
So we are here. And toilets apparently just around the corner, so we are going the right way.
Perfect.
And hugging.
Good kid.
I think just around the corner, you know.
Everywhere is miles.
Half an hour, but you know.